Assistant Attorney General Roy Cordy used his opening arguments to paint this trial as a case about money and deception. He says that as Speaker, Jensen had public employees doing everything from drafting campaign brochures to soliciting political donations. Cordy says Republican aide Sherry Schultz was hired specifically to do campaign work.
And this was being done while these employees, including defendant Schultz, were being paid, receiving benefits as state employees, and often using state equipment, state offices, state copiers, state fax, state computers, state phones, state everything. In effect, a secret state-funded campaign organization.
But Jensen attorney Stephen Meyer says people who work in the legislature don't exactly punch a time card. They're always tied to their job, and the processes of campaigning and legislating are inextricably linked.
And it's easy to sit up here and say, hey, we can separate it. Easy, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. But as this case unfolds, you'll see it's almost impossible to separate the two, that they are two sides of the same coin.
Meyer also says that when Jensen was Speaker, the Assembly was operating under a nearly 30-year-old rule book that was full of contradictions, both prohibiting political work and requiring it. Meyer says Jensen was in the process of clarifying those duties even before the media first covered this case. The prosecution will call its first witnesses this morning. Jensen's trial is expected to last 3 weeks. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.